U.S. greater than man with pink wristband at Klang restaurant, not worker but waiting for e-hailing ride, world of buzz, home news, current affairs, social stories, society, people, features, lifestyle, travel, food, events and places, beauty and fashion, tech, culture, music, relationships, film and TV, sports, opinion, videos, munch, advertise, contribute an article. Contact, connect with us, world of buzz, man with pink wristband at Klang restaurant, not worker but waiting for e-hailing ride news. E-Penjana, machines will receive up to RM100 through e-wallets, expected by end of July, TNC apply. Two new clusters detected in Klang and Sarawak from foreigners and returning Malaysians. Malaysian girl warns netizens of Twitter user who used her IG photos for pornographic content. Tesla could potentially be opening shop in Singapore. Student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. Current affairs, social stories, society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People features lifestyle, free this Sunday? Check out Sunky OG's visual exhibition of human colors and coexistence. Machines can get over RM1000 off on Samsung products at this upcoming Samsung Super Brand Day on Shopee. Wob tries, we ate roasted crickets and honestly, it tastes really good. Health DG, the use of smart wristbands for people under surveillance can be considered. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Travel, food, events and places, beauty and fashion, tech, culture. The one where they all reunite, FRIENDS special might begin filming next month. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Music, relationships, film and TV, sports, opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Gelap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup, crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. More and more people donning the pink home quarantine wristbands have been spotted out and about in public. And considering one of them was found to be COVID-19 positive, it's only fair that Malaysians who spot these people out in public would take pictures and post them online as a warning to others. But not all the time are these postings telling the whole truth. Very recently, another picture of a man with the pink band around his wrist was posted online, stating that the man was working in a mamak restaurant in Klang, despite the fact that he was wearing the home quarantine band. This appears to be false, as according to the info roadblock JPJ Polis Facebook page. Black small square update Susulan Kes wristband pus COVID-19 Pagi DSG Udong Klang Black small square hassle Siasatan Pihak UIPD Klang, the 22nd of July 2020 at. Posted by info roadblock JPJ Polis on Selasa 21 July 2020. They explained that based on investigations into the matter, the man was not a worker at the eatery but was actually waiting for an e-hailing ride. A conversation with the man found that he complied with the quarantine order as he was actually just waiting for an e-hailing ride at the restaurant. His purpose was to go to the Botanic City Health Clinic to undergo a COVID-19 rapid test on the 13th day of his quarantine, they wrote. But many Malaysians were still unhappy as the man decided to wait at a public place with his mask down. Others also mentioned that if the man tests positive for COVID-19, he could potentially infect those at the restaurant and the driver of the e-hailing ride. This comment goes, why is he in the shop? The shop is a public place. Why is he sitting in a public place? It does seem a little risky that the man was out in a public place despite needing to attend a testing for the virus. Perhaps he could have waited outside the shop instead of inside with the customers. After all, if he does end up testing positive with COVID-19, many others would be affected. We genuinely hope that the man isn't carrying the virus, for the sake of everyone who was present at the location, and for the sake of the e-hailing ride driver, of course. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam. Source, info roadblock JPJ, Polis source, info roadblock JPJ, Polis source, info roadblock JPJ, Polis share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.